Parashas Maasei, steht in Maasei, we have the union of Soif Maasei, the union of Temoiv and Masayah and Atzuk Noan, the increase in Lachem Orem Orem Miklo, the end of Lachem Anot Shomer Ritzeh, Makanevish Mishkogo. The Torah Akdoisha has a parish of Golos and a parish of Orem Miklot. It's very, very interesting, what I say. This parasha, which is so important, the Chazal have to, that the Torah Akdosh makes this mamash ganza aliyah, ganza a whole parasha sugya of the inyan of the Ori Miklot. What is exactly the yisoid of the Ori Miklot of Yisai? I mean, what's such an important lesson? You're going over Atzuk Noan. Make sure you set aside a whole big thing. Okay, we'll get in. We'll take care of a whole big thing to take care of, to set up these Ori Miklot, these Sheish Ori Miklot. It's an interesting Zahar, we have to see in the play. We know there was Ori Miklot in the Midbar also. The Gemara says that they used to run away to Sheit and Levi, to Shevet Levi, the Mok of Levi, over the Maisa. The Shaila is, what's the emphasis of the Inyan of the Ori Miklot in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael? I didn't find that it talked about the Lamaisa. That's not brought down. The Lamaisa, we're going to Eretz Yisrael, we hopefully stay there, but it's not the Lamaisa. It doesn't say that when we're going to Chutz La'aretz, we should set up Ori Miklot also, if you ever go out, that there's a din Chutz La'aretz to set up Ori Miklot. Second, it's very, very interesting. The Chazal say that they have to make six Ori Miklot. The Torah says six Ori Miklot. Three in Eva Yardin. Three in Eretz Yisrael. Eva Yardin is 2.5 Shvatim. Eretz Yisrael, 9.5 Shvatim. So the Gemara Magst Hakeir is Kasha. So the Gemara has a Teretz, Begilot Shchichi Roitzchim. Then in Gilot, that why Dafka, even if it's a 2.5, you need so many Ori Miklot. But Gilad, Shchichi Reitzchem, there's Reitzchem in Gilad. So obviously the first already asked the Kasha. If there's Reitzchem in Gilad, what is that Reitzchem? There's murderers around. What does it have to do with here? We're talking about Shoigig. We're not talking about murderers. There's Reitzchem in Gilad. Gilad's a place you have to stay around. There's mafiosos over there. So you watch out for the mafia in Gilad. Very nice. Over the Meister Service Old Dover, we're talking about killing Bishoig. No, what's the union? So they're different Pshatim, the morale, different Pshatim, but we're going to be speaking about it, Be'ez Hashem. Another union which is very, very interesting, we know, Rabbi Yisai, that the Levim did not get any cities, they weren't given any cities. They're for themselves, but they were given from the Nachla of Bnei Yisrael. 48 cities were like donated. Kilo, it's not bad. Some theirs, a child to the Nachla of Bnei Yisrael. It's a child. Is it theirs? Whatever. What it's theirs. But they give 48 cities. It just happens to be that all 48 cities are the Ori Miklot. But they have Din Ori Miklot. Even though six of the cities we know where we said before set aside as Ori Miklot. But the Gemara says that all 42 cities of the Levim are also Ori Miklot. What's the chiddush between the 6 and the 42? The Gemara says, even if a person doesn't know, he went in there by mistake. The 42 the 6 cities are called even Shaloi Ladas. The 42 cities are only called Ladas. You had to go there with knowledge, and you're going into there, but not Loi Ladas. That's the whole chiddush. But B'Sofo Shel Dover, they all happen to be Ori Levim. This needs a beer. Why Epis? That has to be. The end of the parasha of the Ori Miklot is an interesting lashon. The pasuk says that you shouldn't take koifer for the roitzeach. Who has to be killed? Pasuk Perek Lamed Hey, Pasuk Lamed Rav, don't take koi from me, don't take bribes. The president is chayav misa, he can't buy his way out. And he shouldn't take koi for Lonus Alimiklot, also a guy has to run, he's killed Bashogi, he has to go to the sea. Don't take koi for, he can't pay it out, he can't bail himself out with money. Don't think you take koifer. The pasuk says, "Ishu v'lo sachnifu es ha'aretz." Don't flatter the land. Asherat ha'boki adom hu yachav es ha'aretz. What is this lashon of flattering the land? So he saw this as everybody. So I want to say like this. I had a kasha last week's parsha, and parsha's matos. So Shevet God, and the Reuven God, and come to Moshe Rabbeinu. We want this land. The land has a lot of grazing area. We want to be in this land of Evayad. We want to stay there, and it's going to be good grazing ground. And we feel that's the proper we should be. So says the pasuk. Tapenu nosheinu mikneinu v'chomenu yushon ba'ori ha'gilot. We want to be in the Ori ha'gilot. Interesting lashon. Lizakiv Ori ha'gilot. We want to be in Ori ha'gilot. We're going to stay here. We're not going to go over Chalutzim. So Moshe Rabbeinu says like this. Listen, if we can make, I'm asking you. You feel you want to stay here. We did capture it. It has maybe certain dinim like Eretz. You want to stay here? Fine. Seder. But you have to comply to a condition. The condition is that you make a tonight with us that you're going to go over and fight and help capture, and then you should go back. So they say, B'nai God, we're going to do it. So when they first came to Moshe Rabbeinu, and they asked for the land, what they say? Well, they said, Vayoimru, that says, they said, you know what, we're going to go over. Taka, we're asking them to go over. And they said, Gidrei Soy, Peler Kav Lama Beis, Gidrei Soy Nivna Lemekneinu Poi, let's build for our sheep, our goats, cities. For Oram Tapeinu, and then we'll build. I'm sorry, fences. We'll build grazing land with fences around it for our sheep, and then we'll build cities for our children, and then we'll go over and we'll have a fight. So Moshe Rabbeinu tells them back, "Benu lachem Oram Tapchem Ugdeiros Etzoynachem." Moshe Rabbeinu tells them back, first build the cities for your children, first establish homes for your city. And so it looks like here is like just a small change. Moshe Rabbeinu emphasized, but he's just telling you, like, he made a correction. Besides, Moshe Rabbeinu saying, okay, we have a deal over here, but I just want to mention to you, but I think there's a meritical lesson over here. And this is what Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to tell them. This is could be the whole Pesach for the whole sugi over here. And this is that when a person, when people, I mean, I've always been talking about high madrigas, when people get into the gashmias, and the gashmias becomes an end in itself. It's not a means for ruchnias to service the person, the good, but he wants the gashmias. It's a very, very dangerous thing. It's so dangerous that a person might have a tremendous misconception in priorities. That his conception in priorities is what is more choshuv? It could come to a level that's what's more choshuv. I have to make money. Money is the top priority. Avada, you know, it starts off with the pshat. And that's why Avada. That's why Avada. When Bnei God and Bnei Reuven said it, their kavana was, we're going to build the Gizrat Sain for our thing because we want to have parnasa and we want to support our families. We want to build Bnei Talmud Torahs. That's why they said it first. But Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching them a big yisoid. Always make the top, call the top priority. Even if your kavana is that you want the wealth in order to help out building cities and building Talmud Torah and to support your family. What do you mean, Rabbi? I have to go to work. I have to support the mishpuche, parnusa, 100%. But know that the top priority is not, don't lose yourself. When it becomes not only a means, it becomes the end in itself, the gidrei soi. And when the wealth, and when everything in your life becomes you living for the money, and you're living for your nechosim, Rabbi Yisai, it's a dangerous thing. So Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching them his soi. Even though Gvara could be their kavanah, they were tzaddikim. Their kavanah was gidrei soi. They mentioned gidrei soi first because they wanted as a hechad timsit for the tachlis. But Moshe Rabbeinu says no. Put the priority first, even if that's what you're doing it for. Manage the priority first. You don't lose yourselves because it's very, very dangerous. And this is a yisoid in the world of both sides. Yisoid in the world that people lose themselves. They start out with a shem shamayim, going to work, being parnasa. I'm just doing it to support my family. I'm just doing it because I don't want to chas v'shalom have to walk around and take from Tehim Chil Shabbos. I want my kids to be able to feel good about themselves. And all the gvadaka kavanah, but so v'shal dover person gets ligging in it, and it becomes a top priority, and it becomes an end in itself. And he's living for the gizrei tzoyin. He's living for the wealth. He's living for everything out of the gashmis of the mazeh. So much so, Rabbi say, it's very meduik ori ha-gilad. So much so that the danger that could come out from that, Rabbi said. And this was by Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabbi Hashem said, make three. That begilot shchichi roitzchim. That because a person, if a person is living, and a person's tachlis is, for ruchni, you'll never come, chas v'shalom, to a rutzeach from it. But if a person makes his top priority, wealth, and the gashmis olam hazeh, and he makes his top priority, his gizrei tzoyin. His tzoyin becomes his top priority, Rabbi Yisrael. The animal is put in front of the person, Rabbi Yisrael. It's more important than his animal, because the animal gives his sustenance. His animal is going to be his parnos, his animal is going to be his wealth, is going to come from it. So human life becomes cheap, Rabbi Yisrael. When the world out there is something that I'm using for a tachlis of ruchni, it all becomes ruchni. It's ikir v'tafel, Rabbi Yisrael. But when the ikir is the gidrei soi, and the tafel is the orim l'tapeinu, so everything is now the priority is how much more wealth I have, and how much more I can get out from the produce of the land, and how much I can get from the land. The land becomes more important than the person. And when the land becomes more important than the person, there's a chashash ad v'tzichu, Rabbi Yisrael. Because at Kama that the human being becomes cheapened in the eyes. But Shapiro was teaching them a lesson, never to become cheap. So it could be the Torah HaKadosh saw at Soif Torah, they said, Chas v'Shalom, if you're ready, it's starting out. And again, they had right kavanas, but it's starting out that the mention Gidrei Soi, that the world, the Gashmias, the Oretz, has more priority than the human. Human life becomes cheap. It's a chashash, chash v'shalom, to a tzichu, Rabbi Yisrael. That's how far it could go. Because when a person, that's his goal in life, is only to succeed in business and to make the greatest amount of wealth, he'll go all out and do whatever he has to do, and that could be chash v'shalom, come to a tzichu. That's chapter Gilad, shchichi roi. That's why they were worried in Gilad. Once they saw that it was a gizrei soin, that they put the animal before the person. And Rabbi Moshe Feinstein says, that's the pshav l'sachnifu es ha'aretz. Don't flatter the land. What is flattery? Meaning that the land is more important, and I have to flatter it. I have to answer up to the land. The land means the gashmias. The land means the success in olam hazeh. I have to answer up, and I flatter the land by saying the land is more choshev than the person. When the world out there, when the gashmias, when the gash becomes more choshev than the human being himself, then this is a corner of Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael. How many people kill themselves in order to succeed in business? What about his health? What about his life? He's ready to give about his whole life just to make a big more money, just to be able to show off, just to be able to show that he has a lot of nechosim, just so that he can expand in the world in olam hazeh. He's machlif es haaretz, and that's why it could be the pshat begilat shchichi roitzchim. Begilat shchichi roitzchim, but what's the pshat, Rabbi Yisrael? So begilat shchichi roitzchim, we asked before, so what does that have to do with showing the teretz is, Rabbi Yisrael? That when life becomes cheap, in somebody's eyes, so then it's more shchir a ritzicha b'shoigeg. Because what's the amkas of ritzicha b'shoigeg? Lamai says, what is the pshat of why a person goes to Gaza? What am I at fault? It was a shoigeg. The teretz is, if you valued life, if the life of a person was so choshev, you would be extra careful. A person that kills b'shoigeg, there's a tain on him, he doesn't value life on the highest darga. The Gemara zot tzachem emtes am ha'aretz also lelavois. You're not allowed to go with him b'derech. You're not allowed to go with him b'derech by himself. You and just you and him. What's the problem? What's up? The Gemara al chayev eino chos. He's not worried about his own life. What is he worried about? Your life. Why is he worried about his own life? Zot Rashi. Doesn't learn Torah. He doesn't care about real life. So it says he doesn't care about real life. It says Rashi and Psachim. So it's a danger to go with him. He's not going to treat life so carefully. Sometimes you see these taxi drivers, I want to say Dafka, who are not from Tent, they're driving, and they have one hand on the wheel, shirts all open. They're eating. In the mouth, they're putting in the mouth, they're talking on the phone also, and they're looking back at you if you're in the back seat. And he's driving 130 kilometers at around, speeding down a highway. And he's looking at you. What's the pshat, Rabbi? He said, how is it? It's a sakana gatoyah. What is it? And he said, no problem, al tidag. I have my knees. You know, you see the knees can run it. And he's looking at you, he says, stay your daim ala hege. Nahag, vakasha. Don't worry. He's sipping a coke, moving on, swerving, and looking at you, drinking coffee. Yeah. What's the pshat? What's the amkus? So, chas v'cholila, what did he lose out on? If we understand the value of life, every second of Torah, every second of a mitzvah. I said an unbelievable story, Rav Moshe Feinstein just recently. Rav Moshe Feinstein, there's a doctor. We said over in the morning, there was a doctor. In the hospital, Mayan Yoshua, there's a doctor, an American doctor. He graduated, he made his medical degree, was in America, and he worked in America for a few years, and then he became a Baal Tshuva. He was not from Guy, he became a Baal Tshuva, and he moved over, he came over to Mayan Yoshua, which was a new hospital in Bnei Brak. And they were talking to him, he said, how did you become a Baal Tshuva? He says, you know how I became a Tshuva? I was because of Moshe Feinstein. So Moshe Feinstein, what's the pshat? He said, I had a terminally ill pain patient by me under my jurisdiction, under my care. And they came to me, they asked, anything could we do? He's in such pain, he's suffering. He says, he thought about it. He said, listen, I think there's an operation I could do for your relative, but I want to tell you one thing. It could only, if you might understand, it could only mark his life about another 6 months. And the operation is tremendously painful. And it could be he'll live in more pain, but I can be married his life, you're right. He'll either die soon or the maysa at the end of the day. So he said, what should we do? This is up to you. You have to make the decision. But this is my understanding, this is my evaluation. They went to the patient. The patient was like a Talmud of Rav Moshe Feinstein. He said, I can't decide this. Go to Rav Moshe, ask what to do. They went to Rav Moshe, took them in. And the doctor asked, listen, this doctor was not from, he was a Jewish guy, but he wasn't from, he says, can I escort you to Rav Moshe? When he asked the Shaila, he said, yes. So he went to Rav Moshe, there's a very fresh Shaila, come back tomorrow. They came back the next day, Rav Moshe says, we should go through with the operation. So they asked, what's the pshat? I'll tell you what's the pshat. You have to understand the fact that this operation will extend his life, even another 6 months. He'll have the opportunity, even though it'll be a very, very painful operation, it's only an extension of 6 months. But in those 6 months, he'll have the opportunity to answer Amen Yesh Mei Rabba. He'll have the answer to do a few mitzvahs, even though he won't be totally healthy, but he'll have a chance. Every mitzvah that a person does creates a malach. Those malach that he'll create could have an opportunity to be mashpia that should give him even longer life. So Moshe said, go get with the operation. The doctor heard this and he said, this is what a one mitzvah does. How chosh of one mitzvah does. It gives a person, he said, Moshe says, give him a little more life. He can answer, Amen Yesh Mei Rabba. One mitzvah and a word of Torah, Rabbi Zayn. So this Am HaOretz, this guy is driving like a Meshuggah. What does he care? So what happens, Chas Shalom, if he dies? What happens at the end? So he misses out on a bag of Garinim Shchorim. That's all he misses out on. But a person who values life understands Kiyem Chayenu Rechimenu. He understands something more. Am HaOretz also lavish, but you're not going to go with him. He's not going to be. Don't have him driving the car. What's the head to? I don't know, Rabbi Yisrael. But don't have him driving the car. Achayev Eino Echos of the Gemara Pesachim Memtez. He doesn't care. So what's the worst thing? A bag of Garinim, that's all. One bag. 2 pound bag. That's it. But a person understands what Torah is. And that's the Psharah, I say, because life is cheap, because if you don't understand what the real value of life is. So in Meilu, Rabbi Yisai, when there are Reitzchim in Gilhot, who came out because they gave the top priority to the Gidrei Soin. Life, human life became cheaper. And the Gidrei Soin, there was a shachar from Reitzchim. And once there's Reitzchim, Etzem value of life goes down. And this person walking around will also be affected by it. And once it's affected, there's going to be more Hariga B'Shoigeg. Why? Once life is not so important, you're not going to be as careful with that guy's life. Life is cheap. Life was devalued. That's why you have to set up more Ori Miklot. Once life was devalued, the real murderers, the people who are even not murderers will walk around, might be affected, their life is devalued. The Fizek comes out murdering the Rabbi Yisrael. What are we doing? Send them to the Ori HaLevim? Who are the Levim, Rabbi Yisrael? So the Rama says, Shmita Yovel is Loi Shevet Alevi Bilvan. Shevet Alevi represents the Simuk Torah by Pecha with Cholim. The Shevet Alevi says the Shevet HaTorah, Rabbi Yisrael. Loi Shevet Alevi is the safe Shevet that they weren't given any land. Why weren't they given any land? The Tavs do the Avodah. The Tavs to sit and learn Torah. Yoru Mishpatech LeYakov to teach Klai Yisrael Torah. That's Loi Shevet Alevi, and therefore they should be Oisik in the land. Why they're Oisik in the land? They had to live, so we gave them. But who are these people, Rabbi? These people are the highest level of Torah. They understand be'emes, what the whole emes of value in life. So we make them run to those cities, Rabbi Yisrael, because we have to re-educate people, these people, in what the real, true value of human life is. How do we evaluate? How do we re-educate them? I have an eight, so we'll send them to a course, a 10-step course. For Professor William Johnson, talking about how important life is, human life. And he'll talk a whole 10 lessons. It won't do zip for a guy. If a person doesn't understand Kihem Chayenu, or he doesn't understand Kihem Chayenu, that Torah makes a person's life Torah. Every word, every mitzvah, everything is so chashuv. If he doesn't understand the value of Torah and mitzvah, you don't really appreciate the real value of life. So that's why all the Ori Miklot are Ori HaLevim, Rabbi Yisrael. Because that's what's going to happen in the Ori Miklot when we send them there and he sees the Levim and the Bati Midrashas. They're not working the land so much. They're working the land all day, Rabbi Yisrael. You know what happens when you work the land? Your guy sees his father is working the land all day. Like they once said over, Gavad Gavor, they once said over. Somebody once came to a big rav and he said, I think we said this over once, he came to a big rav, he said, I don't understand. You see, this big Rosh Hashiva, you see, you know, his kids, they're not sitting and learning all day. And this guy, the plumber, Joe the plumber, all his kids are sitting and learning. So he said, I'll tell you the difference. The Rosh Hashiva, he learns all day. So when he came home at night, what did he do? He was learning all day. So he came home, his wife said, you know what, maybe you can fix this, fix that. So Mela, whenever he came home, his kids saw him under the table, fixing the table, and with a wrench, the thing, he took off his frock. So they saw him all day, you know, fixing the sink, fixing this. So when they grow up, they said, what do you want to be when you grow up? I want to be a plumber, his kid said. I saw my father with the plunger. The plumber, he was plunging all day. When he came home, what was he doing? He had a few minutes to learn. So he came home and he sat and learned. That's a very big inner person. The person learned at home also, has kids also, they be on them. The koyach of Torah, so he sat and learned. So the kids wanted to listen and learn. The Levim, they're not working the land. The Levim, they're busy doing that. Avodas Hashem, Torah. So these people that run away, they see, look at these Levim, what are they doing learning all day? What's Shakyim Chayyim Chayyim Chayyim? They really understand what life is. That's how we re-educate the boys. We send them to the Ari Miklat, and the Ari Miklat, they're going to understand what true life, we're not going to send them to a place where again they're going to see people working the land, and again, wow, the land is so chashiv, it's so important, you know, the fruits and everything, again, that loisachnev es aretz, we'll be flattering the land again. We have to send them to the Ari Leviim, because the Ari Leviim teach them the value of true life, but what's an Armein Yehi Shemah Shmei Rabbah? What is a mitzvah, every mitzvah, the Dikduk and mitzvahs? What's a word of Torah, not to waste the word of Torah, but that every word of Torah is so choshev, every second of learning believing that Torah is world, is true life, Rabbi Yisrael. When a person has the opportunity to learn, and he doesn't waste it, Rabbi Yisrael, he doesn't waste away his life. Oh, he goes to that city and he gets that re-education by the Ari Levine, Rabbi Yisrael. Then he's ready to go out, Rabbi Yisrael. And that's why, that's the Yisoid, Rabbi Yisrael, of the Hori B'shoigi, Rabbi Yisrael. The devalue what true life is, Rabbi Yisrael. A person has to really evaluate what's he living for, Rabbi Yisrael. Is he living to make money? Is he living for the Gashmi? Is he living? Was he living that every second of Boisei, every part of the day, he can become more mitzvahs, he can learn more Torah, Boisei. When he makes that valuation, Boisei, he understands, Boisei. So he has a taiva, he has a cheshik. Ah, I want more life. If life is Torah, if life is mitzvahs, is game, chayenu, kiyu chayecha, baruch yamecha, then life is very, very important, that every second of life, that he wants more life. They want as much as possible, every second as he can have. But if it's cheap, if okay, what's enough gemina, this, that. So the ma'isa, he did that. What's more important, what's the priority, is making money, whatever it is. So the etzem value of his real life is cheap, because that's not real life, Rabbi Yisrael. It's not the essence of life. He's missing the essence of life. If the real life is cheap, Rabbi Yisrael, it's chashash of etzich, Rabbi Yisrael. And that's the pshar, Rabbi Yisrael. Person, keep people kill time. Once they kill time, Rabbi Yisrael, like Rav Moshe Feinstein said, that people are killing time all the time. He says, I wish they would give me some of that extra time. Today they don't kill time, they strangle it. People kill time because they don't evaluate what life really is. But then says, wow, I have so much time, I have so much thing, Rabbi said, there's so much to do, Rabbi said. But the value, what is it, what every second, what's Torah, Rabbi said? And this is where, Rabbi said, this is Ben Mr. Churban. We're starting tonight, Rabbi Yisrael. The 9 days, Rabbi Yisrael. Tonight start the 9 days, Rabbi Yisrael. A very, very hard time for Klal Yisrael. We're hoping, Be'ez Hashem, that we want it to be rebuilt, but the type of mood has to be a different type of mood, Rabbi Yisrael. Like Rav Shach once said, you know, everybody's asking shailas, like I take showers, you know, I do this, that, he said, I never found anybody, Lo Aleinu, that's Chas V'Shalom and Avelis on a parent, or the Chas V'Shalom Aleinu. They ask Shailas, can you take it this, can you take that? They really are serious, and all of a sudden, when it comes to this 9 days, I'm not saying Shana Yashad, but it's also when he's married, Yashad bin Al Mechaveiro, you have to ask Shailas, but you're not. But the point that Rav Shach is bringing out, that we have to get ourselves in the mood, we have to realize the Churban. And the Yisoyin Abraisa, it's Churban, because everybody says, the chabonas that we have, everything that we have bad, everything that's not good, doesn't go well, it's all about churban based on English. Every churban that we see in the world, whether it's machlas, whether it's kids off the derech, whether it's problems in marriage, problems in chinuch, problems with every single problem, the yisoid of the problem is, it's an unbelievable gemara. The gemara is zokt in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says, I think it's Kuf Ches, but the Gemara says, unbelievable, the Gemara says over there, a Maisa with one of the Tanoim. The Gemara says that there was a Tana, the Rabbi Lezer, that he lived near a house of a lady. And the lady, Nebuch, lost a son. Look at the Gemara in Sanhedrin. She lost a son, and she used to cry in the night. She lost, it was a tragedy happened to this lady, she lost a son. So she used to cry in tears at night. So I said, Rabbi Lezer heard the tears, he started to cry also. He started to cry like crazy until his eyelashes, he cried so much, he cried the whole night till his eyelashes fell out. He had no more. They woke up in the morning and they saw Rabbi Lezer had no more eyelashes. So the Talmidim came and said, Rabbi, what's good? They understood what was going on, and they somehow brought her out to the neighborhood. Tenant harassment. They got her out of the neighborhood because they said it's a sakana for the life of Rabbi Eliezer, because she used to cry a lot at night. So I saw from Zaitchik, he's one of the Balgamilah Zaitchik, he wrote an interesting Zaf. It seems that Rabbi Eliezer all of a sudden started to cry because she was crying. And then he started to cry like crazy. So, you know, and it seems that the more it's mashu for the Masugi Sagmar, he was crying, he was crying over the Beis HaMikdash. It's a pelvic gezach that Rav Lezer had to use. What was the pshat? He was using her tears, her crying. He wanted to sympathize with her, empathize with her. So what was he crying? Because of the Beis HaMikdash. So he says pshat azay. Rav Lezer started to cry and he realized that her tears, that she's crying because of this child, it's be'etzim the same thing. Because it's all shoyrish, the source of all the problems, of the death of this child, the death, all the problems is be'emes, churim be'ez amir. So I might as well cry for churim be'ez amir, because that's the yesod of everything. And once he cried for that, he cried till his eyelashes fell out. And that's the yesod of us. You have to realize all churbonis. All these churbanas that we have, even the churban of the Adam, that we're saying now, the urban Adam loses his directions because we don't have a base of Migdash, because we don't understand what the tachlis is. The Gemara says, Tosfos says in Bava Basra Chaf Aleph, that the Kimitzion Tetzik Torah, they used to go up to Eretz Yisrael, and they used to see Yerushalayim, they used to get Yerushalayim, they see in the Koyanim, Bavagosim, Levim, Duchanim, and they got a chizik. Every time we used to go up, they showed Shagolim, we came out different people. You have a base of Migdash, there's no churban, there's no churban of Bayez, there's no churban of Adam, Rabbi Yisrael. The cancer churban of Adam that's taking place today is because we have a lack of base of Migdash, Rabbi Yisrael. The devaluation of life, what really is, Rabbi Yisrael. We don't understand what life is, the tachlis of life, that the Baruch Hashem should dwell amongst us, is because of that churban that we don't have a Bayez for the Baruch Hashem. When a father's not at the table, Rabbi Yisrael, Avada, there's a lot of problems. A lot of problems all over, but one of the biggest problems is no guidance, no understanding of what the true meaning of life is. The father's in one direction. Yeah. The Baruch Shalom's not at the table, Rabbi Yisrael. He's not with us, so that's where all the problems start, Rabbi Yisrael. Our Bakasha and the Tachos now is first to understand what true life is. Understand Kihem Chayenu Ve'erich Yameinu, the Torah that we have. This is our life. This is what we have to yearn for. But we have to yearn even more, also on the same level of us, we have to yearn very, very stark that the Baruch Hashem should come home, the Father should come back to his table, he should come back to us, and we should be able to appreciate really what it means. We have the guidance and then the Baruch Hashem with us, the Father's back home, everything is more talking, everything works out more better, everything's more clearer. We have guidance, we have understanding of what we should be doing with our lives. And Kihem Chayenu Yerach Yomenu Kibitzion Teitz Yitzurit Rav Hashem Yishu Hashem. This should be the last time we have to go in to do this the nine days, Rabbi Yisrael. It's these days, the Gemara says they have a koyach, Rabbi Yisrael, tremendous koyach. It's to be nepach, l'sosum, l'simcha, Rabbi Yisrael. Komos abel, Yushalayim, Rabbi Yisrael, zuyche, v'royeh, v'simchosa. It's a tremendous zach, Rabbi Yisrael, to feel the churban, Rabbi Yisrael, and everybody has it in their lives. What a different madrega we could be on, what more understanding of Torah, what more understanding of life we would have. The Baruch, we have to yearn for the base of Migdash. As he says, she born a Beis Hamikdash v'seichal kelo b'seil asechah v'seichot la madrega of Torah, the real madrega of Torah. She v'seich beis Hashem. And this year, Rabbi Yisrael, if we tackle Misa'abu in the right way, Rabbi Yisrael, we think about it. We think about what we're missing and tackle. We're missing everything. Anything that we're missing, it's only because of the churban. Everything that we're missing, us and all of Klal Yisrael. Think about the churban Misa'abu. To that schus of a really emesis abus in Yerushalayim, to zeicha v'rosh and v'chosam and b'vias m'shuas zekenu, hayav yameinu, amen.